Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Democratic Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says his major goal is accountability. Republicans are focused on an alleged anti-Trump motivation in the Mueller investigation. Mueller again cited what he called systematic and sweeping Russian actions in 2016 meant to benefit Donald Trump. More from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Early in an extraordinary hearing before a House panel, Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler asked Mueller about what the president's repeatedly said.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Mueller telling the panel his report did not clear the president of obstruction. Democrats hope having Mueller lay out some details of the probe will reignite American interest and hurt the president's reelection prospects. Doug Collins and Republicans are highlighting Mueller's conclusion that there's no evidence the Trump campaign conspired with Russia.
And nothing we hear today will change those facts.
Mueller's a reluctant witness, offering several terse one-word answers and speaking haltingly in his most extensive public appearance since ending the probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Mueller denied President Trump's claim that he was upset at not being offered the job of FBI director, a claim the president has used to suggest special counsel bias against him. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, has been tweet-storming, criticizing both Mueller's credibility and Judiciary Committee Democrats. The U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say Facebook has agreed to pay the largest civil penalty ever on the issue of data privacy, $5 billion. The agreement also provides that the social media platform will institute what are called robust new protections of user information. All of this, the government response to charges that Facebook had misled users about the extent to which third-party application developers could access users' personal information. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Justice Department says it is opening a sweeping antitrust investigation into big technology companies. The goal, finding out if they suppressed competition at the expense of consumers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has our report.
The Justice Department says it wants to ensure that Americans have access to free markets and that companies compete on merit and remain responsive to consumer demands. Although it didn't name any companies, it's assumed that targets will likely include Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which were the subject of congressional hearings last week. While some lawmakers are calling for legislative or regulatory changes, one Wall Street analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, says he thinks there will be just some tweaks and some penalties, but no big structural changes for the big tech companies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Both Russia and China are denying their military aircraft violated South Korea's territorial airspace during a joint air patrol Tuesday. Seoul says, in fact, there was an intrusion. The United States says it will confer with South Korea about how to deal with the situation if it happens again. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is calling for a close consultation between Washington and Seoul to deal with future incidents like the alleged Russian intrusion into South Korean airspace. The South's national security director has discussed the Tuesday events where South Korean fighter jets fired warning shots to drive away a Russian reconnaissance plane that entered its airspace twice with visiting National Security Advisor John Bolton. Later, officials said Bolton proposes that allies closely coordinate over similar future incidents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Chinese Premier Li Peng, who declared martial law just days before the brutal crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing, has died. He was 90. The official Xinhua news agency said Li died of an unspecified illness on Monday. After he failed to reach an understanding with the leaders of the student-led movement in the summer of 1989, Li Peng declared martial law. 2 weeks later, Chinese troops were sent in to end the occupation of Tiananmen Square, killing hundreds, many say thousands, of protesters. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he plans to meet with the Taliban, urging the group to negotiate with the government in Afghanistan, but cautioned that securing a political settlement to the Afghan war will not be easy. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has voiced hope for a settlement by September. Speaking in Washington, Khan noted that for the first time in the 18-year-old conflict, Pakistan and the United States are working together to advance peace efforts. Khan and President Trump met at the White House on Monday. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Best music today. The Voice of America. VOA 1.
Call it love and devotion. Call it a mom.
Foundation, a special bond.